but I have some really big goals. And maybe one of your goals is that you join my Cleaning Business Book Club, where we actually meet every 2 weeks for an hour. So you get 26 whole hours with me over Zoom. And we discuss topics like speed cleaning. How many of us have read the speed cleaning book and are still a little confused how to implement all of that stuff? Profit First by Mike Malkovitz. And then, of course, we're going to do the Profit First workbook by the Guide Guru Publishing. There's Counting for Small Businesses by Martin Kalman. And then This is Marketing by Seth Godin. I cannot wait to work with you guys. I look forward to seeing you there. It's located right on my website, KLEANFREAKSUniversity.com.
All the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, you have no idea. I'm turning red.
Oh, if you guys only knew, like, I think we've been attempting this how many times? So we're going to just say a quick prayer. Lord, just help us get through today without the internet crashing. Knock on wood, yeah. Universe, everything.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're back today to talk about one of our most popular topics.
Yes.
You're constantly asked daily about this topic. It's, I think we could probably just write a whole book just on pricing for our industry. So today we are going to talk a little bit more about pricing and how to price. Obviously, if you want the full course, you can go right to my website and we can mention that at the end. I'm not going to do that now. But it's really, it can make or break you if you don't price enough money. It can make you happy or sad if you don't charge enough money. And it's really, it's a hard industry to, you can get into this industry, but it's hard to stay in this industry. And if you're not charging enough, you will sink and sink and sink, and you'll be scrambling up like crabs in the bucket, and you still won't be able to figure out how to get there. And then clients will add in like, well, you know, I paid my other cleaner this, you either take it or leave it. And I've given the example before, I'm not going to name her name because she still lives here in this town, where I actually cleaned a over 3,500 square foot home for $45 a week. And this was like over a decade ago. And it was a hard lived in house. She had three boys and a man. And it was you that you can only imagine it was used. It was loved. And then they had three dogs and she was not a nice individual. And it took me a while to get her to warm up to me. And then she was always canceling. This is how I came up with my girlfriend Susan is coming up from Phoenix. I don't want your service this week. So after a while, when they would cancel up, that's why I came up with a cancellation policy. I'm like, I'm sick of this. Don't put yourselves in those situations, and it's buyer beware, right? We have to be careful because it's a mutual agreement. It's a relationship you were establishing, and it's a long-term relationship, and it can last years. I legitimately just had a client leave after 13 years. It was like going through a little mini divorce. I was like, what happened? So you never know.
And it's hard when you don't price right. Like, and we were talking a little bit in that about like our last one, it's, you just don't have that value. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel good about yourself. You just kind of feel gross that you're going in this home and you're not making that money. And it's like, then are you really motivated to clean? Are you motivated to do a good job if you're not getting paid your value? I know when I first started and I charged like, you know, $20 an hour, like all of them, the new cleaners do, I would go in these homes and the home was absolutely filthy. And I just would be in there and I just would like not want to do my very best because I was just so tired and it was just took forever to finish cleaning. And I would leave thinking I only made like $60 and I was there for 3 hours. And I'm like, that's when I started doing the math and I started working backwards and thinking, if I made $60 at this house, then how am I going to get my insurance covered, my supplies, my gas to and from, you know, the place to cover my gas? And that's not even to mention like future, if I wanted to grow my business and have, you know, training and stuff like
cell phones, cars.
I ended up being in the negative all when it was all said and done. After I took that price, the $60 I made and I broke it down, I was like, I'm really making nothing. I'm actually paying.
Working for free.
I'm working for free. So really pricing is huge, you guys. So you can be able to cover all of your expenses, have money to put into savings, have money to have employees down the road. have money for trainings, like to, and, you know, to have Shannon's trainings. It's growth is important to reinvest in your company, but you have to make enough money to reinvest in your company.
And the whole point of really working as hard as we all do is to create a legacy that you either gift to your family, hopefully they want it, or that you get something that's sellable, that's an actual object that has value. There is no point in working so hard. And I talk to a lot of people. I've been cleaning for 25 years. They have no savings. They've not bought a house. They haven't done anything because they're still charging an hourly wage. That's basically what you're doing. You've went from one wage scenario by working a regular 9-to-5 job to another wage scenario, not realizing that people inadvertently are taking advantage of your generosity by sharing your time with them. That's what it comes down to. That's the reality. So make sure that you are charging enough and know your value. It's the hardest thing to overcome initially, but once you get there, you're like,
yoo-hoo! Like that confidence is back. I got it back, girlfriend. You know, and it's, if you are charging your worth, then you want to just make sure that, like you said, you feel better about yourself. And I don't know where I was going with that, but I was going to say something and I forgot it.
It's
more coffee.
Knowing your worth is important. Oftentimes we are givers and we give ourselves last. When you have people who constantly berate you or beat you down because of price, those are not your clients. And I can tell you from experience, there are those unicorns are out there. They're just waiting for you to come up and, you know, capture them. Really, they want, people are looking for people who know what they're doing, who are not going to ruin their things inadvertently, and who are going to show up and be responsible and do a fabulous job. There are people who are looking for that. I know I was just reviewing the interview that we did with Angela Brown, and she was talking about, you know, how you need insurance. And basically, you know, you have to tell people, I'm going to be breaking your stuff, that I touch thousands of items in your home every single time. And on accident, it's going to happen. The probability is going to be high, but you can't come out when you first meet them and go, by the way, I'm going to break your stuff.
Exactly. And I think when you start off and you're new, you're nervous to get insurance because you're like, I don't have the money.
Right.
But let me tell you right now, it is not that expensive when you break it down, if you're charging the right amount, because what happens if you go into these homes and let's say you like are mopping the floors and then what do? You hit the glass, like maybe sliding door, and it shatters. How much is that going to cost you? I will tell you
that's $750.
It's going to cost you a whole lot more to complete fix that door than it was to buy insurance.
Right.
When you guys get that insurance, it also steps you up in the game to be more professional. And people look for that. People are looking for professional cleaners to come in, know that they're not supposed to use toilet bowl cleaner on stone and showers and who knows what else, or not putting 20 different products in the toilet to make it look pretty.
Or your TikTok video.
I don't follow TikTok videos. But they're looking for somebody that knows what they're doing, that has had training, that knows, that has insurance, and you can charge your worth. You can charge your worth because you are a professional cleaner. If you've taken these classes, if you know your products, what's safe to use on what, you can charge your worth and make that money.
We'll be back after a quick break.
When it comes to influencer marketing, there's a podcast that covers it all that you will want to add to your playlist. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. They talk about influencer marketing, social media, the creator economy, social commerce, and much, much more. They cover all aspects, including the creator economy, social commerce, the latest trends, the metaverse, TikTok trends, and that's just the beginning. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.
Definitely. And a lot of that, when you know your worth, it's a whole different dynamic. And there's a lot of people will come out and say, well, I want to just charge what I want to be fair. There is no fair in business. It's either you make it or you don't. There are no friends in business. You either make it or you don't. You have acquaintances in business. I mean, Kim and I are friends, but we have two different businesses, right? But collaboration is so important, and learning how to speak with confidence and being confident. You know, I reference the mirror a lot, practice saying no in the mirror. I say no all the time. I tell people no all of the time, all day long.
Like the boundaries, put those boundaries into place.
Right. And have those boundaries. So it is important. And you really don't want to be pricing because of what's fair. And please do not come to either one of us and say, I cannot make any money because my town is saturated with every person having a cleaning company. And it only takes 350 to 400 regular reoccurring clients to hit seven figures, ladies and gentlemen. So when you divide that into your population, that's how many cleaning companies your area can have. And granted, not everyone's going to have cleaning because it's still about the 2 to 3% of the actual population, but it is growing and we are a huge industry. This is why you see all the crazy software people, all of the cleaning marketing people. You see everybody's coming out of the woodwork. It's like real estate agents, right? And if you're a real estate agent, I'm sorry. But it's really an interesting dynamic. So make sure that you are comfortable with what you're doing and that you're not just pricing fair, that you're pricing competitive with what the national averages are.
And you talked about like a little bit about, you know, being like there's so many other cleaning companies and it really comes down to branding. Mm-hmm. Really, how are you going to separate? I always say that in the groups too. How are you going to separate yourself from these other cleaning companies? What can make you different? How can you brand to make yourself different? To stand out. And again, that goes with pricing. When you price the right way, you can brand better, you can make more visibility. That's huge and important. And then on top of the pricing, I always see a lot of these cleaning companies, like, and I think we briefly talked about in the other one, doing all these extras and not charging for that. You guys need to charge extra for all the extras, because if you don't charge that right, you're going to be there a lot longer and you're going to make a lot less money.
It's, I come from the food industry. I spent 21 years in the restaurant and bar industry, and there would always be the one server who hustled for tips. So when you're giving extra, they're not really appreciating. And the standard is everyone else is charging, so you should be charging too. And I'm not saying you need to toe the line, but once we all start charging what we're supposed to be charging, the whole industry will change overnight. I guarantee it.
Yep. I believe it.
Control it, right?
And it's, I mean, I've had people tell me, oh, your prices are too high, you know, and I feel like they're just overly priced. And I said, you know, I really price not only to, you know, cover my expenses, but I price to make sure that my employees are taken care of, that I'm able to give back in the community. Like that's a huge thing for me when I clean was to give back into the community. And I let them know that my price reflects how we clean and the trainings that go on. So don't ever let them tell you that your prices are high, and you're going to get that. You're going to hear it a lot. But like what Shannon and I said, there's always going to be that diamond. There's going to be that customer that's going to value that. And they're going to see like, wow, their cleaning is amazing. They're so worth their price.
Right. So now that we've kind of got covered all of the aspects of what leads into the price, I think that we should probably talk a little bit about the different ways to price. In a prior podcast, we talked about flat rate pricing and how it was the quickest way to gross 100K within your first year. And it's true. It's absolutely 1000% true. You just have to do it the right way. Oftentimes when we're new, we will price by the hour because we don't know any better. Or there are circumstances in our industry where you need to charge by the hour because it's so labor intensive. You don't really know what that labor number is going to be. And you don't want to eat it by having, you know, 52 man hours for a payment of 2 man hours. So make sure you are certain of what those circumstances are. Some people price per square footage. Right now, rumor has it that it's about 15 cents a square foot for regular reoccurring cleaning. And I believe it's, I want to say it's 27 or 37 cents for like a top to bottom deluxe cleaning. And then move in and move out cleanings have gone up to 41 to 50 cents. And then post-construction cleaning is a whole different thing. We won't discuss that here. But that's just a rough estimate. It doesn't mean that it's firm, but it means that you should be pricing at that price point. And sometimes the square foot doesn't add up to the dirt code. So even if you are charging 50 cents and you walk in and the dirt code is 1 to 10, right? 10 being filthy and 1 being like, do you live here? and it ends up being like a 13 or 14, that 50 cents a square foot is not going to be enough money. So yes. Be aware of that.
And knowing, like, when you get on the phone with them, if they call you, really ask those questions. Really ask the questions. You know, how dirty was your house? Like, not dirty, you don't have to say that, but I always say, like, for pets, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like you have so much hair in the house from the pets that you can knit sweaters with them. And it gets them to chuckle. And I like that because it breaks it up, the tension, but it also gives you an idea about how much hair is going to be floating around. If you've got those huskies and golden retrievers and like those, or the, what is it? The English goldens. That's a lot of hair flying around and it's everywhere. So it's on furniture. So you really have to know when you ask your questions, when you're on the phone, really get the details, and it helps prevent you from having to drive all the place when you get enough details.
Right. And I believe the over the phone sheet is inside of the Maids Network group. I'm pretty sure it's in a file. I still have not taken down all of the files. That is going to be a goal this year. So if you're wanting to access all of that free information, because it's still going to be free in the next like 6 months or so, I'm actually going to be pulling that down and charging for access to it. So if you are inside of our group, please go in there and review all of the guides. There are 28 of them, I believe. Hours and hours and hours of free information inside that Facebook group. It is absolutely free to join. There's a couple other groups that we both are participate in as well. But make sure that you're taking advantage of the free resources for now, because they will be going away in 2024. So you have your square footage pricing. And then there is the national averages. Right now, it is around $50 to $55 an hour per person. So if you have a team of two and you have $55 an hour, it's $110 per hour that you're billing the client. But you cannot say, I'm billing you $110 an hour. What do you think of that? All right. They're going to have a cow and they're going to be watching every move. She scratched her butt. It's just
oh my gosh, she owes me. Or the one I like is, you owe me, like, you left early, so you owe me like 10 minutes or something like that.
And I want you to clean out my china cabinet with all these hubbles in it.
10 minutes to do it. I like that. Like, you have 10 minutes.
And I consider that right now what is going on. So that's Middle America. I live in Arizona. I consider myself part of Middle America. And then on the coasts, it's right around 95 to 110 an hour per person. And you're like, no way would I ever be able to get that. I'm telling you, the cost of living is so much. The crime that's going on, I can see your baby.
He's like, relax, mommy.
Totally. Excuse me. So make sure that you are coming into some sort of spectrum of what that is. And I'm not joking when I said 95 to 110 an hour per person. It really is how much you got to pay for parking. I mean, the your costs are your workman's comp in California. You can die of a slow death.
If you have employees, you have to cover, you know, the PTO now. And there's so many other things that are required by law. So if you want employees, you really have to cover your work.
You have to provide a 401k program, and it costs money to set that up. And I mean, there's all of these rules and regulations. Texas seems to be a pretty easy state where you don't even have to. I think Texas is the last stronghold where you're not required to carry workman's comp. Very tempting.
I know. And then, you know, it's just, I think a lot of times we forget that luxury is cleaning is a luxury.
Right.
No, it's a luxury service. It's not. You know, I wish we could say we could afford it, you know, like doing the cleaning and stuff if you were, you know, lower class, but cleaning is a luxury and it's meant to be, you know, that's what it's for, you guys. You guys are a luxury, you know, your company is to help these people out with businesses and busy people and lifestyles, and they budget it in.
Yes, it is a line item on the budget. And there are going to be a certain generation where housekeeping is just part of the budget and it's no question about getting it. It's just about who. I love those guys because they're ready to, they don't care. They've already had enough problems. They're like, what do I have to pay to make this problem go away? I love those guys.
They're like, I'll take them.
Yeah. Very easy. They're accustomed to paying. They don't even question about it. They just want you to provide good service. So those guys are out there. So that's kind of the roundabout way of some generalizations to price. I've heard of other creative ways. We were just talking about this in the other podcast. So when you have like a deep cleaning, if you gave them a hypothetical price, because I can't add, so I'm getting my little, sorry, that's my little on the front cover there. I forgot she was there. So if you gave someone hypothetically, and this is just a spectrum for you to go down to, if you coded someone 175.25, you should hypothetically be able to do a deep clean, hopefully, maybe, maybe not, times three. So your deep clean should be 525.75, but I would always give a range. So I think your deep cleaning is going to be 525.75 to 695. And then that way they have a range. So you have wiggle room. So if you walk in and there's ET plates on the kitchen wall that they want you to touch that you're not going to.
That's where the agreement comes into place.
Right. And then you're, you know, the collectibles of whatever, grandma's, whatever, then you can kind of figure out, do I need to charge even more than what I've quoted? Or is the 525.75 going to work for this job? And sometimes it will and sometimes it won't.
And that's where it's important when you guys are on the phone to really get as many details as you can, especially for pets. Because when you do go in these deep homes, I will attest to my dogs. I will find a dark line, and golden retrievers are known for this. I don't know if your dogs do it, but they like to rub against the walls. And so if you look on my wall, I literally have a line that I clean once a week from them, and they're going to get bath soon. But yes, that's, make sure you guys know the details. And like what Shannon does, the times three, when you guys price them, make sure you guys are pricing. I like doing it. So when I price them, I give them the weekly clean. I do it all at once. So let's say they only say, well, I want like bi-weekly. Well, I'm still going to give them the weekly clean because they may change their minds down the road and want weekly. So when I do it, I always give them a weekly, a bi-weekly, a monthly. If you guys are offering monthly, I don't offer monthly. To me, they're a waste of time. And the initial cleaning.
Right. And just to know, this is just a side note, while I'm thinking about this, I just remembered, when you are giving those prices, they are estimates and they're only good for a certain amount of time. So if you have someone who gets a price from you and then 12 months later, because they went with someone cheaper, it's not working out, you're not going to give them and honor that price that you gave them 12 months. You're going to add in whatever price increases that have had to happen because the economy fluctuates so much, right?
That, or if they had kids. You know, right. Or if they've had, you know, situations has changed. Let's say they had one dog and then, like, yeah. And then like, maybe like, you know, like 2 months later, they got two more dogs and 15 birds and like pair, you know, hamsters or whatever,
right.
Then you need to change that. And you need to put that in your agreement that pricing can change due to circumstances in the house or the economy.
And you have, I think, I believe RSA, we have the right to give a price increase at any time and you will be notified accordingly or something to that speakage for getting that out on your paperwork. And you should be giving out welcome packets or whatever packets you're doing. Kim does them if you are interested in some professionally done ones. I think there was rumor talking about a DIY option too coming up in the near future. But she does do those. So don't reach out to me because I don't want to do them. So if you're interested.
Just my art back into my.
And they're beautiful. I've seen them. They're absolutely beautiful. So if that is something that you want, and she actually will get on the phone with you and talk about, you know, your branding colors, and she'll kind of give you a lot of guidance that you weren't expecting. So take advantage of that service while she provides.
My hidden talent.
Remember, Shannon doesn't want to do any of that stuff. I'm not interested in it. And I'll just refer you to Kim. So
I guess since I can't do painting right now, I'm like, the best thing is graphic design stuff. So I still get my art stuff done.
So those are some of the things that you should consider when you're pricing. Obviously I don't have a problem helping you out with pricing once in a while, but 9 times out of 10, after you've hit me up once or twice, I'm going to say, you know, you can take the pricing blueprint masterclass, which is listed right on my website. I believe there's 8 videos in there that you can watch and go through and, you know, figure out what your price point's going to be.
And it's worth it, you guys, just because I see it so many in the groups. There's a lot of people that ask the same questions about pricing again and again for different square footages and what they should do for this and that. Take the class. It's worth it because then you could be prepared and you don't have to ask 20 times, you know, and waiting for people to respond. It's worth it to have that education in the back for you guys for growth.
Right. And it is a tax write-off.
Yes. Write that crap off.
All right. Unless, you know, if you guys have any pricing questions, hit us up. We're happy to discuss that with you. And we don't forget to download and subscribe to us. All of that good stuff that comes along with social media. We love you and thank you for sharing your day with us. And we hope to see you soon.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.